Parker. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rants. It's approximately 1:16 a.m. in the morning here. It's Tuesday. And I'm in my living room right now. Just got finished working. Okay, working, always working. And I want to talk about that for a second before I get into the rant or before I start answering your questions here. And I want you to comment these words below. They're not sexy words, but it's absolutely important, and it's almost a must. And I want you to comment these two words: work works. Okay? Go ahead and comment those two words below. Work works. You know, when in doubt, and if you're not the most intelligent, maybe you don't have a degree, maybe you did poorly in high school and middle school, and maybe you wasn't a gifted person, a gifted child, but work works. Okay? Like work. And let me be honest with you. Some people got to work more than others to be able to hit their goals. Some people have to work 15 hours on their dreams, and other people maybe 10 hours or 5 hours. Right? Some people get lucky. It is what it is when it comes to success and making millions of dollars. But let me tell you something. Work works. If you continue to work, you may be doing the wrong thing right now. You may not be getting any results. But if you continue to work and work and work and work and work more than other people, you will discover what you're doing wrong. And you will finally discover what you need to do to get to where you're trying to go. Does that make sense? Okay. Work works, man. Period. Like it's 1:18 a.m. in the morning, and I'm working, and I'm rich. I'm already wealthy, and I'm working. The TV is not on, okay? It's quiet in my house, and I'm working, 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 working on the digital marketing business, working on my app, working on leads, working on optimization, reading books, watching videos to more... to better educate myself about marketing and the psychology of marketing. Comment those words below. Work works. And this is for anybody that's working right now. I've been working for the last couple of months, year, 2 years, 3 years, and 10 years. And I know sometimes it doesn't feel that the work that you're putting in, you know, you feel that you're going nowhere. What I want you to understand is you're going somewhere. You're working. The key is, the trick is never stop working. Does that make sense? You might not have a mentor. You could be in the wrong business. You could be in the wrong niche. But if you keep working, you will discover all the answers that is needed for you to manifest your dreams. Does that make sense? Okay? I spent 8 years with my first company, and it never worked out. 8 years. So imagine doing something for 8 years. And eventually I realized that it was the wrong business, wrong product, wrong everything. But I spent 8 years passionate about it, working, changing, learning, relaunching the product, and it never made a dime. And I know some of you right now, you've been at it for 8 years, 5 years, 2 years, 10 years, not sure. Okay? But as soon as I let go of that company, and it took me a while to let it go, I got rich. But I want you to understand something. You might say, well, man, you just made a mistake. You wasted a lot of time. I did not waste any time building 7dayfitness.com. I didn't waste any time. It wasn't a loss. I learned so much during the process of trying to develop that business that I took all the skills from 8 years. Listen, I took all the skills, all the losses, all the investments, all the knowledge from 8 years of failing to the next business that made me $30 million in less than 2 years. Comment those words below. Work works. many of you, you know, all you entrepreneurs or people that want to start a business, and I get it. You know, your issue is you're just trying to find the right thing and do it all at the right time and do everything right to get the result. That's not how business works. That's not how success works. And that's not how entrepreneurship works. So if you think that you're going to start a business, start a company, and you're going to make all the right decisions immediately, you're in the wrong business. Okay? You're in the wrong niche. You're sadly mistaken. If you think that you're going to make every decision right, you're going to invest your money in the right program, right niche, right mentor, absolutely not. Take work. You're going to make the wrong decision. Does that make sense? Let me be clear. You will make the wrong decision several times. Several times. You hear me? You'll make the wrong decision several times before you find the needle in the haystack. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? Comment below. Several. 10, 20, 30, 40, maybe 100 mistakes. You might start several companies before you find the company or the niche that's going to reap the benefits that you desire. Does that make sense? I just want to be honest with you. Okay? This is why I talk so much about the mentality. Having the right mentality is more important than finding the right business. Having the right mentality is more important than finding the right niche, okay? Or doing the right thing. It's the mindset around of what you're doing. Understanding, being intelligent enough to realize that this is no overnight success, that it's going to be tough, it's going to be emotional. But you have to make a commitment with yourself. Listen, I made a commitment to myself in my early 20s, and I didn't know what I was doing. Honestly, I did not have a clue. But I made a commitment to myself that I'll never give up. I'll never quit. And I was 21 years old. I didn't make my first million until I was 35. That's 14 years, folks. But I made a commitment. I said, I'm never going to stop. I'm just never going to stop because I'm just not a quitter. I just can't quit. I don't care if it takes me on 45, 55, 65, 75. I didn't care. I didn't care how long it took. I'll just die in the process. And if you're not willing to die in the process to achieving your dreams and your goals, go back to work. Stay at your job. Stay, you know, where it's safe. Keep waiting for your paycheck every 2 weeks. Keep driving in traffic every day. Keep waiting for your break. Waiting for your lunch break. Keep asking the boss for PTO and paid time off. Keep asking your boss for vacations. Keep allowing another man or another woman to sign your paychecks so you can live your life based off the money that they're paying you. See, I couldn't live like that. How many of you want to continue to live like that? I couldn't live that way. I just couldn't. And see, many of you might say, yeah, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like that, Wes. I don't want to work for other people. I don't want other people to tell me what I need to do for the rest of my life. I don't want to live like that. Well, if you don't want to live that way, you have to make decisions that most people won't make. You may have to make a decision to quit your job. You may have to make a decision to try to chase your dreams. You know, go for it. Got to make a decision to sacrifice, to isolate yourself. To separate yourself, men, from women. Women, separate yourself from men or any type of negative energy. That's a choice. Like, that's a decision you have to make. Why? Because the other option is to work for somebody for the rest of your life. The other option is not being able to vacation how you should vacation. Most of you don't know how to take a vacation. Most of you wait months and months and months and months. I know people who book vacations a year in advance. That's insane. That's idiotic, in my opinion. Most people, when they go on vacation, they book the cheapest hotel, the cheapest everything. Most people I know that go on vacation, they fly coach. Everything about their vacation is inexpensive and cheap. And they all justify it. Well, I don't need first class. It's not a big deal. I'm just on a plane. Well, I don't need a five-star hotel. I'm not going to waste that money in a hotel because I'm not going to be on a room. You see how poor and average people consistently justify why they should live the life that they're living? You got some people out there, well, I don't need a maid. I can clean my own house. I'm not lazy. You see how they justify it? I don't need anybody to prepare my food. I don't need a chef. I can cook my own food. Of course you can. I can too. But I don't want to. I can cook eggs, but I don't want to cook eggs. I can clean my house, but I don't want to clean my house. I can wash my clothes. I haven't washed clothes in 10 years. I don't want to wash clothes. See, it's not about what you can do. It's about what you want to do. Does that make sense? Okay. My question is, what do you want to do? Like, how do you want to live your life? Me, like I live a phenomenal life because I created it that way. See, some of you are so afraid. Like, you want to be rich and wealthy, but at the same time, you don't want people to do things. You don't want to hire people to do things for you. You know, you don't want to go to a department store. You see a bag that you like, women, that's $20,000, and you're like, oh, that's a waste of money. Why is it a waste of money? Why does it matter? You know, many of you want to be rich and successful. And my question is, what are you going to do with the money? Okay. But I want you to realize that, listen, work works. Okay. Just keep working. You know, I just watch people online, TikTok and Instagram, and I see people just post very useless stuff. They just post to be posting, not because they're running a business, not because they're a social media expert. They just post to post. And I'm thinking to myself, all this posting that you're doing, or you spend hours on Instagram or TikTok just watching lameless, stupid, idiotic videos. And that same person say, well, I don't have time, Wes. I don't have time to work out. Tell me how you don't have time to work out if I go to your Instagram and your TikTok app that shows the time spent, the average time. Why is it hours? How are you spending hours per day on your social media, but you have no time to go to the gym? You have no time to work in your business. You have time. You're just spending your time on things that don't matter. That's your problem. Does that make sense? You're spending your time on things in your life that just doesn't matter. Are you with me? Work works. Any questions for me? I want to do a Q&A here tonight, but I just wanted to talk about work works because that's what I'm doing. I mean, and I'm wealthy and I'm working. You know, I'm not here just to talk to you. I'm here to be an example. Just want you to see what millionaires do. You know, what is a man that's worth $40 million? What is he doing right now at 1 o'clock in the morning? I could be sleeping. I could be making love to my woman. I could be watching TV. I could be flying around. I could be doing, but I'm working. That's what I'm doing, working. And you may say, wow, Wes, you don't have to work. But I want to. I love it. I love business. Business to me is like a competition. And I love fucking winning. And I always win. And I win because I work. Are you with me? Any questions for me here? And listen, let me share some. Some of you may say, well, I'm a hard worker, Wes. I'm a hard worker, but I'm still not, no results, and I'm working hard. Listen, yes, work works. But just because you work hard doesn't guarantee you're going to be successful. Just because you work hard doesn't guarantee you're going to be a millionaire. Doesn't mean that you're going to be the first generational millionaire in your family just because you work hard. No. No. And see, that's tough to hear because, see, all of you would like me to guarantee that one day you will be a millionaire. I can't guarantee that to you. I'll be lying to you. That's like if you went to church and the pastor said, all of you are going to heaven. No, all of you are not going to heaven. Some of you are going to go to hell if it exists. And that's just the reality of it. I don't know who's going to be a millionaire on this call. How many of you are going to be a millionaire? Comment below. And watch, everybody's going to be like, me. But even though everybody's going to comment below, I'm going to be the next millionaire, most of you are not. And that's just the truth. Work hard alone, just working hard is not enough. You may say, Wesley, what else do I have to do? Everything. I know, right? Everything you can think of. You got to do it. You got to do some of the most difficult things you ever have to do. Listen, you know, making $1 million is probably one of the most, it's a tough thing to do. It's tough. And what makes it so tough because you have to let the old self go. Like all the habits, the vices, the addictions, the people, the places you used to go. You have to let all that go. That's the hard part. You basically have to divorce the old you. That is no longer you anymore. You have to be a new person to make millions and millions of dollars. Does that make sense? And most of you, you're just not willing to do it. You're working hard, but you're not changing who you are as a person. You're not changing your attitudes. You're not changing your habits. You're not changing your friends. You're not being very conscious of the time and your disciplines. You lack discipline. So how? And if you're working hard, what type of work are you doing? So I look at the comments below. I'm going to be a billionaire. You're not even a thousandaire. Like some of you are not even making $100,000 a year talking about you're going to be a billionaire. No, you're not. You can't even conceive $1 billion. You're not even making $10,000 a month. Can I be honest with you? When I was 21, like I was already making maybe $30,000-$40,000. And I just said I wanted to be rich. I said I wanted to have, and I didn't know anything about being a millionaire. But I knew I could be a millionaire because let me tell you why. I had a job and I was making $250,000 a year. So I was able to conceive it. Some of you are not even making $5,000 a month talking about I'm going to be the next billionaire. I'm going to be the next trillionaire. No, you're not. And you know what's so funny? You know, a lot of billionaires that we know, that I know, their whole goal wasn't even to make $1 billion. They wasn't thinking about $1 billion. They was thinking about creating something that was so ubiquitous that everybody will want it and it was solving a problem. Mark Zuckerberg, he wasn't in his dorm room in Harvard thinking about, well, I need to make $1 billion. I need to make $1 billion. No, he was working on to do something great. Bill Gates, he's not thinking about, oh, I want to make $1 billion while he's coding and creating Microsoft. He just wanted to do something great. He was having fun because that's what he liked to do. You know, most of these billionaires, their goal, you know, they ain't thinking about, oh, I'm going to make $1 billion. I want to make $1 billion. That can't be the one thing that can, just like you guys, like, I just want to be a millionaire. I want to be a millionaire. That can't consume you. What needs to consume you is your daily habits. Like, what are you doing on a daily basis to guarantee that you will make $1 million? Your habits and your disciplines needs to permeate your mind. That's what you need to be thinking about. What do you do when you wake up in the morning? Are you meditating? Are you reading a book? Are you listening to some self-development or self-motivating audio? Are you going to the gym? Are you working? Are you trying to acquire customers? Are you learning something to enhance your skill to what you're doing in your niche or your business or your opportunity? Hello? Are you separating yourself from negative energy? Are you spending time at the bars? Are you going to the happy hours? You smoking, vaping, drinking? Are you doing anything that's debilitating you, that's preventing you from becoming the person you want to be? That should be the focus, not $1 million. Oh, I want to make $1 million. I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a millionaire. Okay, great. So what are you doing daily to ensure that happens? You know, if I had a microscope on your life, and if I watch you every hour, every minute of your day, I can tell you exactly why you're not going to be rich. All of you. Like, if you had a microscope on your life, on what you did today, every minute of your day, I can tell you exactly why you will not be a millionaire. Even you can tell yourself. Because you're not aligned with what millionaires do. You with me? Okay. Questions here. Questions. Yeah, most of you don't get it. You know, you come listen to me, and I appreciate you guys listening. I mean, if I was you, I would listen to me as well. Because I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I'm going to let you know, all of you are not going to be millionaires. All of you are not going to be successful. All of you are not going to travel the world. All of you are not going to be able to go to whatever store you want and buy whatever you want. Most of you would not retire your parents. And most of you are not going to give your children the life that they deserve to have. And that's unfortunate. But that's just how it is. Some will and some won't. Some of you will. Start a business? Go to YouTube. Type in how to start a business. You don't know how to sell? Go to YouTube. How to sell. What are you talking about? The information is there. Don't give me this bullshit about, I don't know how to start. I don't know how to start. Fuck, how did you start walking? How did you learn how to ride a bike? How did you learn how to tie your shoes? How did you learn how to speak? You just did it. How did you even learn how to learn? You just did it. What are you talking about? Some of you, you act like you're like these, like you're 5 years old. Like you can't do anything. You're like, oh, I can't. I don't know how to. I just don't know where to start. You know, I don't know. I got in this. I don't know. People like that, they'll never be successful, ever. I'm going to be honest with you. If you're the type of person say, well, I don't know where to start. I just don't know what to do. You'll never be successful. I'll be honest with you. If you're a person that can't focus on one thing for a very long period of time, you'll never be successful. Not financially successful. You'll never have a ton of money. Ever. Does that make sense? I'm describing you. Okay. Hey, Black Beauty. Hey, Michaela. You gotta learn to use your mind, ladies and gentlemen. Man, that's the gift that we've been given by God, to use our minds. Like, many of you depend on so many people. You depend on the pastor, the mentor, the professor. Hey, big head, you got a brain too. One thing I learned from Steve Jobs, he says, the people that you look up to are no smarter than you. You know, some of the people that created some of the most magical things on the planet, they're no smarter than you. You ever met your mentor or somebody you admire a lot and you met them and said, man, I'm no smarter than this person? Yeah, you're not. You'll find out that you will realize that these people that you think are so smart, you're like, oh my God, Elon Musk, he's so smart. Well, he is smart, but whatever, you're like, oh my God, these people, they just this. And you put these people on the pedestal, but they're no smarter than you. They just had drive and passion and ambitions, and they were just relentless and it was focused. Okay, they're no better than you, honestly. Like me, I'm no better than you, honestly. I mean, everything that I have done to create my lifestyle, you can as well. The difference or the disparity between you and I is I just had big goals and big dreams. They were big. They weren't small. I remember watching a video, and this is before I was rich. I was on the internet just like you on YouTube, watching videos all the time, motivational videos. And with this young black man in internet network marketing, I mean, and he was making about $1 million a month. And somebody asked him a question. He was doing a seminar, and I was watching it online. And somebody asked him, say, hey, young man, or hey, if you could do it all over again, what would you do? Say, if you was back at square one, what would you do if you had to do it all over again from scratch? And let me tell you what this man said. You might think, well, I was just starting another company. I was just starting another business. Well, I just do that. You know what he said? He said, I would think bigger sooner. Let me say that one more time. He said he would think bigger sooner. He was implying that, you know, when he didn't have much, when he was broke or average, he wished he would have set his goals bigger. Because what he knows now, he realized that everything that he thought about in the past happened. So he said, I would just think bigger. Instead of a million, maybe I'd think 5 million or 10 million. Okay? He would just think bigger sooner. But many of you can't think big. You know, some of you think big, but you're not willing to deploy the disciplines that are necessary to think big because you're not even willing to do the work. You can't think big and not work. Does that make sense? Give me a question here, folks. I'm looking below here. Give me a question to answer here. But am I making sense? Are you getting value here tonight? Are you taking notes? So you don't think anyone on here will be a millionaire? Like, I don't know. I don't know you folks. Like, I don't know any of you. I love you because you listen to me. But I don't know you personally. I don't know what you do in the morning. I don't know what you do on the weekends. I don't know what you do in your downtime. I don't know what you do at your job. Like, I don't know your life. I don't know your addictions. I don't know the things that you know about yourself that you don't want to tell nobody about yourself. I don't know your dark secrets. I don't know if you go to the gym. I don't know if you work. Like, I don't know anything about you. So how would I think you're going to be a millionaire? How? It's not for me to think that you will be rich. It's for you to think that way. That's one thing I never needed. I never needed validation from a man or a woman to tell me what the fuck I was going to be in life. I never needed that. I never needed a fucking pat on the back. You know how some people need a pat on the back? Oh, you're doing good. You're doing good. You're doing great. Oh, man, you're amazing. You're doing great. I never got that, even growing up. Even growing up, I never heard the word, I love you. My parents never said, I love you. The only time I heard, I love you is when I was getting my ass whooped. You know, black families know what I'm talking about. I'm getting a whooping. I'm doing it because I love you, boy. So I'm like, what? What kind of fucking love is this? So I never got compliments. I never got validated. I never got any pats on the back. So I never cared. But a lot of you, that's what you need. You want me to tell you, oh, you know what? You will be a millionaire. Oh, really? Thank you. Well, I believe. Yeah, I'm going to be a millionaire. Yeah, that's what you need. You want somebody to validate you, support you. You want somebody to make you believe something that you should believe for yourself. So I'm just teaching you something here. You got to learn how to believe whatever you're trying to believe for yourself. Fuck the other people. Who cares? You know, I mean, it's just, you got to realize it's just you. Like when you go to bed at night, it's just you going to bed by yourself, with yourself, in your thoughts. And you got to learn how to manage your thoughts and your emotions around those thoughts. You got to learn how to Be your biggest fan. I am my biggest fan. I believe in myself. When I was broken and poor, I didn't have any money. I was never poor, but I just didn't have money. If I needed motivation, I motivated myself. If I needed inspiration, I inspired myself. If I needed a kick in the ass, I kicked myself in the ass. If I needed a compliment, I gave myself a compliment. True story. I would look at myself in the mirror and tell myself everything that I wanted to hear from other people. I gave it to myself. And that's what you're not doing. And if you're doing it, you're not doing it consistently. So many of you, men and women, lack confidence. It's a question I get all the time. Wes, how do I get confident? How do I build confidence? You build confidence by talking to yourself, telling yourself how amazing and great and powerful you are. Tell yourself how beautiful, how handsome you are. Tell yourself. That's how you build it. Got to talk to yourself. Okay? It's not my responsibility to tell you folks that you're going to be a millionaire. I get it. Of course you want to hear it. If I was trying to sell you something, yeah, I said then, hey, all of you are going to be a multimillionaire, but give me $5,000 for this program because I believe in you. But I'm not going to lie to you. It's a rant. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to keep it real. You're not. Most of you are not. 99% of you will not make $1 million. Ever. You'll never see it in the bank account. You may make it, but you'll never see it at one time in your bank account. It is what it is. And it's your fault. Like if you don't make $1 million, if you don't make $100,000, it's your fault. Nobody else's. Your fault. Your fault. You can always bitch and complain and why this didn't happen and why this and why this and why this and I don't know why I didn't do that and why didn't I do this early. It's going to be a lot of you too that's going to regret a lot of things that you could have done right now that you're not going to do. You're going to be 70 and 80 years old. Some of you are going to be 60 and 70 years old. And you're going to remember this conversation I had with you when you were younger. And you're going to say, fuck, I wish I would have just did it. I wish I would have just went for it. I wish I would have just went all in. Now I'm 70 years old. I'm at an old folks home, retirement home, on food stamps, working at Walmart, ringing a fucking bell, checking for receipts in Walmart. You know, some of you laugh, but it's a lot of older people that's doing that today. It's a lot of older individuals that are on food stamps right now. It's a lot of old people that they get $300, $400 a month for Social Security. Now, you laughing now. Just wait. In 20, 30 years, that'll be you. And you may say, well, it ain't going to be me. It ain't going to be me. You know how many people have said that's not going to be me, and then it ends up them? Because they're not paying attention. And most of you are just not paying attention. You think you have a lot of time. Some of you in your 20s, oh, I got plenty of time to fuck around. Okay, you'll see. In your 30s, well, you know, I don't have time, but, you know, I'm just trying to find out what I want to do. In your 40s, in your 40s and 50s, now you're getting scared. You know, fuck, I got to do something. So you just start spending all types of crazy money trying to find the quick interest to the 2-comma club to make $1 million. All right, so you're throwing money everywhere. You're not even smart, not even thinking about the money that you're spending or investing to make money because you think life is like Las Vegas. You're just going to gamble. And then you lose. And you turn 60, you turn 70, and you think back at your life, and you feel devastated. You know how many people I know that are in their 60s that feel devastated that they didn't do all the things that they could have done in their 20s, 30s, and 40s? A lot. I remember this young man I met at my last place where I used to live. And he was an 80-year-old man. He was kind of sick. he would see me all the time because I was the only black guy that had like 20,000 cars. He said, man, you got all these cars, man. What do you do? I told him what I did. He said, man, I'm proud of you, man. You did well. He said, you know what, Wes? Fuck. I regret not doing everything that I could have did when I was younger, man. I just regret it. Man, I see you just seem like you're making money head over fist. You get up, you go to the gym, you come back. That's all I ever see you do. You don't look stressed out. You're happy. I see you with your children. They're happy. You happy. And I'm thinking about it, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, all the things that I could have done, I didn't do when I was younger. I wish I would have took more chances. And within a month, he died. It was sad, you know. He was a good man. We used to always just chat. I like chatting with older people. Let me tell you why. It's not just because I just love and adore older people. I mean, I like them. They're cool. But I talk to them because I said, you know, one day that's going to be you, Wes. Like one day I'm going to be old, obviously. One day I'm going to be 70, 80, and 90 years old. And I talk to these people because all I hear is regret, honestly. The majority of these folks, they always talk about what they should have did and what they could have did. And I think to myself, I don't want to be that way. Like when I have a conversation with them, I say, fuck it, I'm going to go try something. I'm going to go spend the money on it. I'm going to invest in this. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to learn it. I'm going to go for it. I just go for it. Because I think that's one of the worst feelings to have is to regret everything you could have done when you were younger. Oof. Because you never get the time back, folks. You got to remember this. Listen. Come with the word, I'm making sense if I'm making sense here. Like, that's the worst. I just truly believe that's one of the worst emotions a person can feel. One is boredom. Two is regret. Like, just regretting not doing something. Because you're just too old, you know? 70, 80 years old. Trying to do all the things. I mean, you could try, but you're so old, you just can't even think about it because, you know, maybe you have health problems, health issues, and I don't know. You don't have the same energy that you had when you're in your 20s, 30s, and 40s. So I always think about that. I said, I don't want to regret anything. And maybe I'll make mistakes. Maybe people tease me. Maybe I'll lose money, lose friends, but I don't give a fuck. I'm going for it. Because I'm not going to be 80 years old thinking about the things I didn't do. Hell no. When I'm 80 years old, I'm going to be celebrating everything that I did. All my accolades. All the people's lives that I changed. All the rants that I did for all these people. Like, I've been doing these rants for 4 years. I have over 800 rants. I'm proud of myself. Think about how many rants I have when I'm 80 years old. I've created over 10 different companies. They all did over millions and millions of dollars online. Hello? I'm proud of myself. So I'm going for it. You know, now I'm in the app niche. I never created an app before in my life. It's very expensive, by the way. I don't recommend it. Creating an app, I don't recommend it. It's very expensive. But I'm going for it. Why not? Why not do something that may work, that may change the world in a way that'll blow my mind? Like, why not? And I want you to understand as well, listen, why not you? Just why not? Just fucking go for it. Yes, I know you don't know what to do. You don't know how to do it. Go to YouTube. Type in what to do. Right? What do you mean? Like, do something. Stop acting like you're such an unintelligible person. When God made you, he didn't make no jump. Can I get an amen? It's not Sunday, but I feel like it, right? When God created you, he didn't create no junk. He didn't create no mess. He created a blessing. He created a source of power, something that he wants for you to mature and cultivate yourself in a way to create something magical on this planet. He wants you to discover what your purpose is, to do something admirable, do something that people will appreciate you and be happy that you did it. Don't forget that. But you got to go out there and just do something. Okay? And if you are doing something, well, be consistent. Be disciplined. Take risk. Like, whatever you're trying to do, if you're not scared, if you don't feel some resistance, then you need to take more risk. Okay? Any questions for me here? If you're getting value here tonight, come to work value. Smash the like button for me and share this if you don't mind. Okay? Questions here. And if you don't believe me, let me tell you something. Everybody, go talk to an old person. Go talk to people that are 70 and 80 years old. Just have a conversation with them. Maybe you have a grandmother or grandfather, somebody that's old. Talk to them. Just have a conversation with them. Say, what are you, you know, grandma or grandma, what are you, is there one thing that you always wanted to do? Yeah, you know, I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to do this. And ask them, say, well, why didn't you do it? I don't know. You know, I had to take care of family. I had to do this. I had children. I had blah, blah, blah. Excuses. Like, if you're not careful, if you're not conscious, one day that'll be you. You'll be the old guy or the old girl talking to some young person. Talking about how you didn't do it. They'll ask you the same question. Hey, you know, if there were one thing you could do when you were young, what would it be? You know, when they ask me that question, I'm like, nothing. I fucking did everything. Like when my grandkids ask me, hey, Granddad Wes, Grand Wes, Granddaddy Wes, what was one thing you wish you would have did? Nothing. I did it all. I did it all, grandson, granddaughter, did it all. I did everything I wanted to do. Wow. I did everything. Like, I'm going to leave this planet whenever I die. I'm going to leave this planet doing everything that I want to do. Does that make sense? How about yourself? Okay? That's how I'm going to leave the planet. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. But how about yourself? Are you going to leave that planet? Are you going to leave this planet like that as well? See, I'm going to die empty. Some of you are going to die full, which means it's all your dreams, all your desires, all your wants. They're going to die with you because you never did nothing. All your talent and skills are going to die with you because you never deployed them. I'm going to die empty. Everything that I have inside of me, I'm going to let go. Everything that I have inside of me, I'm going to utilize. Everything. Every bit of it. And I'm always going to dream big. Bigger than anybody can imagine. Sometimes my team are like, they think I'm crazy because I think I dream so big. I remember when the income for my business partner, Ariella, she's the vice president of my company. I remember when the goal was $100,000 for her a month. I remember the day I told her, no, you're going to need to do $1 million. She thought I was crazy. She said, no one's going to pay $1 million. Where's $1 million? Yeah, she did millions of dollars. I mean, she had $1 million a month several times. I just think big because I can see the vision. It's clear for me. Like, I know I'm going to have my private jet, my G650. You'll see it. It's going to be beautiful. I'm going to have a bedroom, office, living room, and maybe a game room in the plane. Yeah, and a meeting room in the plane. I'm going to show you. I'm going to be back there in the back in that beautiful bedroom, big screen TV with my boo. Watching Netflix. And I go live in the air with you. And I'm going to say, I told you so. Wes, where you going? The Maldives. That's where I'm going. Where you going, Wes? I'm going to Australia for the weekend. You're like, dang, you said that. Of course. It's obvious. And I'm sorry that you can't see that. Like, some of you can't even fathom that. Some of you can't even fathom making $100,000. You can't even fathom making $10,000, $20,000, or $50,000 a month. You can't even fathom not working for someone. You can't even imagine not working for a person. And if you can imagine it, then why are you still working for the person? Why are you still there? Some of you can't even see that you can do what you're currently doing for somebody else. You can do it for yourself. You don't even realize that. And that's unfortunate. Any questions for me here? Hey, Wes, I know your dad is a Christian pastor. How does it make your parents feel knowing you're not a Christian? They don't mind it. They love it. Let me tell you why. Right now, you know where my parents are. They're 70 years old. You know where my parents are right now, in this moment? They're in Paris. They're probably right now checking into the Four Seasons Hotel. They took an Air France flight, first class, to Paris, CDG. It's the airport code. And they were met at the gate from a VIP concierge that escorted them through immigration so they didn't have to wait. That person gathered their luggage and took them to their luxurious Mercedes-Benz and took them to the King George Four Seasons Hotel. Well, all the charges are taken care of. Do you know who did that for them? You know who had the opportunity to do that? Well, that was me, obviously. It was me. I did that for them. So it doesn't matter if I'm a Christian or not a Christian. Money doesn't have any religion at all. Money changes lives. I know they say God changes lives. That's great, but money, oh, it changes lives. And my parents, they're spending a week in Paris, and they're having a great time. So I don't think they care if I believe or don't believe, if I'm a Christian or not. I don't think they really care about that. Does that make sense? Some of you just get focused on the wrong thing. There's nothing wrong with being a Christian, believing in God. You could be a Buddha, a Catholic, whatever. You could be whatever religion you want to be, but you better make sure you have some money. Don't be a poor Christian. Like, don't be a poor, average religious person. That don't make sense. Why have a belief in some deity and have no belief in yourself? Does that make sense? Some of you believe in God and Buddha and, you know, all these deities on the planet. You have such strong belief. Oh, I believe. Okay, great. Do you have some money too? There's nothing wrong with believing, but do you have some money? That's my question. Are you going to church every Sunday? Okay, great. Do you have some money though? Because going to church don't pay bills. You know, going to mosque, going to whatever service you're going to, it doesn't pay the car note. It's not going to pay the rent. It's not going to pay the mortgage. It's not going to put food or clothes on your children's bodies. Is it? No. So remember that. And let me tell you something. Somebody that believed that God would do it for you. You know, I hear this all the time. Well, God, he going to do it for me. No, he won't. I'm going to be honest with you. God ain't going to do shit for you. He don't do nothing for people. I know some of you are like, oh, that's blasphemy. Listen, hear me out. God don't do anything for you. You think you're going to pray to God and God just going to fix your life? That's not how it works. You think God is a fortune teller? You think God is just going to just fix your life and change your life and do it for you? Why would God do anything for you? Just think for a second. You think you can fuck up your entire life and say, God, please fix my life right now. And he's just going to do something and fix your life? No. That's your responsibility. That's my only issue with people that are religious. Because they put all the responsibility on the God or the deity, on the Buddha, on this and everything. Oh, God is in your hands. It's in your hands that you got cancer because you smoked for 20 years. It's in God's hands and you have diabetes because you eat unhealthy food. What are you talking about? It's in your hands. It's your decisions. That's why he gives you free will. That's one thing I have to agree with. Free will. You have the freedom to destroy your life, or you have the freedom to create the life that you want. Okay? Does that make sense? Some of you won't get it, and that's fine. Hey, love, Lania, how are you? How many of you are getting value here tonight? We're going deep tonight, huh? Come with the word, go deeper. What's next? Questions here. I just want you folks to wake up and smell the coffee, man. You need money. Honestly, you need money, folks. You need money. I know you say you need God. Great, you need God, but you need money too. You need both. If that's what you believe. Make it a priority in your life to get as much money as humanly possible. Money kills relationships. The lack of money kills relationships. The lack of money causes problems in the household. Can I get an amen? Be honest. If you have a lack of money in the household, do you think these people in that household are going to be happy individuals? More than likely, no. Okay? The lack of money causes stress. Can I get an amen? The lack of money, men in your relationship, if you were a woman right now and you lack money, you're always struggling financially, living paycheck to paycheck. Well, your lack of money is causing stress in that relationship. And I don't care what you say, man. Some men say, no, it's not about the money. I'm doing my best. I'm working hard. I need you to love me for me. You know, I'm out here busting my, I hear men say, I'm busting my ass out here. And she just want more. She's always bitching and complaining. She's bitching and complaining because you ain't taking care of shit. Can I get amen, please, women? That's just the truth. Like, if you have a woman that's bitching and complaining to you, it's because you ain't taking care of shit. Like, I've never met a woman bitching and complaining with me. Ever. Because I take care of shit. Period. If you're in that type of situation, you know, your woman is complaining and, I mean, because you ain't taking care of her properly. Your responsibility as a man to de-stress your woman, to remove and to eliminate as much stress as humanly possible from her life. You need finances to do that. I don't care what you say. You can't give her all the sex and all the love and all. You could be emotionally available. But if you don't have no money, you're going to have a problem with that woman. You'll see. Okay? Next question here. Am I talking facts? Come with the word facts below here, folks. You're loving the rant, huh? Seems like it gets better and better every night that I do it, huh? Well, I'm glad you're here to listen to it. But you better go apply what I'm sharing here. Okay? Whitney says, money answered all things. Ecclesiastes 10:19. It does. Yeah, money is the answer to almost everything. And you know what poor and average people say? Well, money is not the answer to all things. Yes, it is. Get some money first. You'll see. Honestly, I don't know what problem. I don't have any problems. Zero. I don't have any issues. The only problem I have is every morning I have to choose the car to drive. I don't know. The only problem I have is when I want to go out, I have so many clothes in my house, so many shoes. I don't know what to wear. That's my problem. My problem is I don't know where to go on vacation for the month. I'm traveling every single month this year. The problem is when am I going to go and where I'm going? You know, I got high quality problems. You know what I mean? My problem is, well, if I go, like I'm going to Bora Bora, I want a butler. They don't have a butler. That's my problem. I got high quality problems. Okay. What's next here? So don't think that you're going to not have problems. You just have a different type of problems. Okay? That's it. I have a problem by flying first class, but I want to be on that private jet. It's a problem. It's a problem for me. I was in the airport a couple of weeks ago, coming back from Colombia, and I didn't want to be around all these people. There's too many people around, man. There's too many people, too much energy. I want to land privately in a private airport, private terminal, private room, private everything. Get my luggage and leave. So, Wes, you ever worry if your money runs out or your company goes down under? That thought ever crossed your mind? No, man, because I am money. How? If my company doesn't work out, I just create a new company. Duh. What do you mean? The money can never run out. That's like asking me, well, Wesley, it's the ocean. What if the ocean runs out? The ocean would never run out of water. Hello? Never. Okay? It doesn't matter what you try to do to the ocean, try to get rid of the water. It is not going anywhere. It's going to be plenty of water forever. That's just like money in my life. It's always going to be there. I can't get rid of it if I tried to. It will be there to the end of my life. It's just how it is. And you might say, well, what if? But what if? Well, what if you lose it all? I just get it back. I mean, honestly. That's it. After this rant, it's game time. I hope so. Should be. Any more questions for me? Queens, talk to me. Any questions for me here? We just got Age Turner asking all the questions here. What if is the dumbest thing to ask? Like what? What do you mean? It's no dumb question. I mean, like what? What do you mean? What do you mean, Renee? I love it. Scott says, I'm not wasting another day or second. I'm wasting my life anymore. That young man having a breakthrough right now. Congrats to Scott. And that's the reason why I do these rants. Listen, if I get one person to have a breakthrough every night, I'm doing my job. I'm doing well. And I'm proud of myself. Because you never know when you're going to hear something from somebody else that shares their story that caused you to make a breakthrough right now. You never know when. It's 2 o'clock in the morning right now, isn't it? Like, you just never know when you hear something that resonates with you, that causes you to have a breakthrough, that changes everything in your life. How do I know? It happened to me. A conversation, man, changed everything for me. I mean, just being honest with you. It don't take much to change, ladies and gentlemen. What was the most significant risk you took that contributed to your success? Investing a lot of money when I didn't have a lot of money. Using credit cards. Yeah, just investing money. Going into debt. But I just didn't care about debt. Some of you care so much about debt. Oh, I don't want to be in debt. Oh, what if I lose? What if I lose? I never lose. I didn't care. You know, I just spend the money. My thought was, even if I had bad credit, which I did, when I make my money, I'll pay them off then. But until then, I'm going to use all this credit, all the money that I have to invest in myself to make money. And that's what I did. Hey, Chris, how are you? What does it take to have that breakthrough, that shift, that switch? Keep listening, Age. Stay on the rants. Keep surrounding yourself with people like myself. What's next here? Would you recommend buying an expensive course you can't afford? Yeah, if it resonates with you, if you feel that that course is going to help you, buy it. So what? What can you lose? What can you lose? You may say, oh, I may lose money. You're not losing. Like if you use the course and actually apply it to your life, how are you losing? Shoot, I'm still talking on this rant and I have to be up at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. I love you folks. I got to let you go. I'll leave you with this and these words. And hey, Andrea, how are you? Remember something. In life, you don't get what you want. You get what you picture. Write that down below before you leave. In life, you don't get what you want out of life. You get what you picture. You don't get what you want out of life. You get what you picture. You don't get what you want out of life. You get what you picture. Comment those, that phrase below, please. You don't get what you want. You get what you picture in the mind. You got to picture what you want in the mind. You don't get what you want. You get what you picture. So whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're picturing as it relates to your life is what you're going to get and what you're going to attract. So money to your thoughts and money to what you're thinking about. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love and let's go.